Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo is pushing lawmakers to pass an anti-terror law amid the rising incidence of bombings in the south. In the latest case, police in the southern city of Davao have filed murder charges against leaders of the separatist Moro Islamic Liberation Front for Tuesday's airport explosion, the country's deadliest bombing in more than 2 years. Philippine police Friday filed murder charges against more than 100 people for Tuesday's bombing of the Davao International Airport. They include top leaders of the separatist Moro Islamic Liberation Front. Investigators say the group planned a blast that killed more than 20 people and injured more than 100 others. The attack was the country's deadliest in 2 years. Authorities centered their probe on the MILF, despite an earlier claim of responsibility by another Muslim militant group, the Abu Sayyaf. Police say an MILF rebel killed in the blast was the key evidence that sealed their case. Davao Police Chief Isidro La Peña.
What we have established is banner is an MILF. That's the case that's being filed. Well, of course, when we file, we have evidences that will support the case.
The suspected bomber, Muntasir Sudang, was killed in the blast. Officials say he was either on a suicide mission or the bomb exploded prematurely inside his backpack. MILF spokesman Eid Caballo, one of those charged Friday, has denied his group's involvement and challenged the government to go public with the evidence. He says the government is using the recent violence to destroy peace negotiations between the two sides. The government and the MILF agreed to a ceasefire nearly 2 years ago and have been holding peace talks. But the truce ended when the military launched an offensive against the rebels last month for allegedly hiding criminal gangs. A series of bomb attacks at public places and power installations followed that fighting. On Friday, President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo urged lawmakers to pass an anti-terror law to help prosecutors and police investigating terrorist acts. The law now pending in Congress would allow suspected terrorists to be arrested without warrants and held in detention for 36 hours without being charged. Chief Government Prosecutor Jovencito Zuño told reporters in Davao that an anti-terrorism law would have hastened the investigation of the airport attack.
We have to rush that anti-terrorism law. We need that law very badly. Oh, you anti-terrorism law, if it provides provisions that we could make, the law enforcers could make arrests in the time of the day or the night without the warrant of arrest.
Meanwhile, there was another explosion in Mindanao. Several people, including the suspected bomber, were killed late Friday in a blast at a university in the neighboring province of Sultan Kudarat. Hedda Baron, VOA News, Davao.